Are you feeling all right, Marco?
Yes, I'm fine, I'm fine. A bit tired, maybe, but fine, really.
Well, let's go in then. What do you have to drink, Marco?
Another scotch, please.
I think I'll just have a mineral water. Here you are. Cheers.
Cheers.
What are you doing, Marco?
I'm just reading the hotel regulations on this card.
That sounds interesting.
We are actually breaking the hotel rules. It says here, guests are forbidden to entertain visitors of either sex in their room.
Oh, dear. Well, we may be breaking the rules, but we don't seem to be enjoying ourselves very much, do we?
I'm sorry. The thing is, Christy, I do seem to be a bit tired, really.
Yes, I can see that.
Perhaps it would be better if we met tomorrow night instead.
I won't be here. I'm going back to Germany tomorrow.
Oh.
It doesn't matter, Marco. Don't worry about it.
It's just like I feel a bit of a failure.
You haven't done anything, Marco. How can you call yourself a failure?
And also, my fiancé does get terribly jealous.
I'm sure she does.
At least I haven't given her any reason to be jealous.
Well done. Anyway, thanks for a lovely evening, Marco. I must go to bed now. I've got an incredibly busy day tomorrow.
Good night, Christy.
Actually, before you go, there's something I was going to ask you.
Yes?
The thing is, I'm hoping to do a story about someone called Annie Peters.
Who's she?
Oh, she's sort of a green revolutionary. One of those rich girls who's turned against the system, you know. The point is, she's the daughter of someone I think you used to know. Hugo Peters?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I didn't actually know Hugo. He's dead now, by the way.
I know.
But his son, David, used to be my English teacher.
Right. Now, do you know where I can get in touch with him?
When I last saw him, he was teaching at the Washington International School. I don't know if he's still there.
I'll just write that down. Thanks, Marco. I'll try calling him tomorrow. Well, good night.
Good night, Christy. See you tomorrow at breakfast, maybe.
Sorry, I've got a working breakfast with a couple of newspaper editors.
Well, maybe see you around.
Sure. Good night.
Bye-bye, Christy. I'm sorry it had to be like this.
There's no need to apologize, Marco. Just shut the door behind you, please.